Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Bend News and welcome to this lovely beach in Doha.
Yeah.
Tom, there's not many better places. We're going to record a new show, is there?
No, I think this is genuinely the best looking new show on the channel, 100%.
Besides having us two in it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're obviously here because Liverpool are in the World Cup final. We're having a good time, aren't we? It was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Slightly worse for wear, slightly hoarse this morning.
Yeah, we've got the orange juice and the water.
We're fine, recovery. But some good news has come out yesterday, Tom. Klopp did his pre-match press conference. He said Virgil van Dijk and Gini Wijnaldum are both trained.
Boss.
Yeah, exactly. But all positive news for Liverpool, and I think something that, you know, I know you were quite not worried about it, but you just want some reassurance that Van Dijk would be okay.
Yeah.
I suggested if he was ill, if he was that bad, he would have been sent home. It's obviously not, so hopefully he plays tonight.
I think it's massive for us. You saw how disjointed we were the other day against Monterrey, and that's not like Liverpool, but we did make wholesale changes, to be fair, and obviously then we bring on the big guns and they win us the game, and I think we go out from the off this time and just go out there and win. I think Virgil van Dijk's going to be huge in the defence. We saw, look, Joe Nenson is not a centre-half. Joe Gomez having to be the main guy in defence when he's just a kid, really. We always forget this, but he is young.
Yeah.
And he's tasked with playing a semi-final and being the fella who sorts it all out. He didn't have a great game. He somehow got away with that red card. He didn't get a red card when he should have been, really. And then Klopp had a go at their manager, but I think it's huge, Ross. I really do. And then Gini Wijnaldum in the midfield, just a really good, solid player, someone you can rely on in that midfield. I think Flamengo aren't going to know what's hit them, to be honest with you.
No, it's again playing what we perceive as a much stronger opposition. Flamengo, you need those players back. So my personal opinion, let's know your thoughts in the comments below. I know the starting 11 prediction show has already been done, but would you go full strength for this one? Because I know we saw heavily rotation, some was forced, some wasn't, but I think he needs to bring a squad over here and kind of use it. I think you're right, we were very fortunate against Al Hilal to kind of scrape through that in the end by bringing the big guns on.
Monterrey, sorry,
yeah. Those are the games.
We watched a few games of football, so.
Sorry, Monterrey, you're right. And then now is the final. Now you play your big boys.
Yeah, 100%. And that's it. You go out there. We want this competition. Flamengo want this competition. I mean, literally, we're doing a video on this, but you'll see just how many Flamengo fans are here.
Everywhere.
Even in this hotel right now, there are so many Flamengo fans have flown over, and they're all so passionate about this cup. They really, really want to win it. And so the Liverpool fans, to be fair, everyone we spoke to really want to win this. They've come over for a reason to win this. And I think the players want this as well. It'll be the second trophy of the season.
Yep.
How many times can you say Liverpool have won two trophies halfway through the season?
Yeah. So how many times can you say Liverpool are champions of the world?
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is
massive. So, I mean, let us know in your thoughts in the comments. Like Ross says, you go full strength. How much do you want Liverpool to win this? Because a lot of opposition, Premier League opposition fans are like, oh, it's the Club World Cup. But they don't get the chance to play in this. This is not some like side piece trophy. This is a massive deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll have you covered for everything on that tonight. Post-match stuff, so stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll have won. Moving on, just a little bit of news. Obviously, Minamino has confirmed. But Adam Lallana's done an interview. We're taking this from the Mirror. So he's asked about his new teammates. It's a fantastic signing. It's going to be competition for more places, which is a huge positive to have. The more you compete in a higher level, the training is. This means quality is going to be higher on a Saturday or Wednesday or whenever you're playing.
Yeah.
I quite like that in the sense that I know players come out and they have to say certain things, and it's like you can probably predict what they're going to say beforehand. Which is interesting. It's coming from Adam Lallana. I love the positive attitude that he's got there, because if anyone's places under threat even more, it's probably him, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the fact that he knows that he's probably leaving at the end of the season, but he's still there to give encouragement to these players and make sure that they all perform at the end of the day. Saying it's competition, everyone knows it's competition, and you've got to up your game. Minamino knows this coming into this team. He'll know that he's being bought in. and he's going to be a squad player first and foremost, and you've got to earn your place in the team, and that's going to make everyone better.
Yeah, all good news. James Pearce has done an interview, he's done one of his Q&A's for The Athletic, and he was asked about, you know, Liverpool making further January signings. So someone said, can we expect any more in January? He said, not that I'm aware of. For example, as things stand, Liverpool aren't planning on buying a centre-back despite current injuries to Matip and Lovren, so he feels that they should be back soon enough to avoid buying someone.
Yeah,
like, I know it comes around every time there's a transfer window, and obviously Twitter and stuff goes mad and people just want to sign someone, and I understand the centre-back thing.
Yeah,
because I think I'm partly in that camp of going, I want us, this is 6 months left of the season now, we need someone else in just to push us through, then fine. But I only see the injuries on face value, so I think they're going to be fine for January. Yeah, then I'm fine, but I do have a slight concern of the reoccurring injuries, and then like having a situation that like, we've had this week against Monterrey.
Yeah,
appointing Jordan Henderson in centre back.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I remember when Minamino came in, we were doing live news shows, and a lot of people in the comments were saying, right, now we've signed him, let's sign someone else and let's get these players in. And I understand the sentiment, because you're thinking, just make sure that we're good enough, we're on such a good track, just make sure it doesn't crumble because you haven't signed enough players or what have you. But the thing is, I honestly think we've got enough there. We've got enough players who can do multiple jobs in the team. You see James Milner playing about 17 different positions, yeah, and you're thinking, okay, he can do that. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain can play further forward if we really need him to. He used to do that for Arsenal back in the day, playing on the wings. We've seen him do it a little bit for us. Jurrien Aldum can play all over the park. There are players in there that can do multiple jobs. Obviously, you want people who are fit for that position, but I mean, let us know. What positions do you think we should strengthen in January? Do you think we should do, or do you think we just wait till the summer? Because I'm in the camp, to be honest with you, just in my opinion, that you wait for the summer now, and then you go again. You keep this cohesive group together.
Yeah.
Is that the right phrase? I don't know.
Yeah. The other danger is if you buy someone, like, who do you go and get in January?
Yeah.
Who will then look at Matip and Lovren when they come back? You know, I know Lovren probably leaving it in the summer. I'm going, where are we going to get my football? I know Koulibaly's rumoured that he wants to leave and stuff like that. I'm sure everyone would love to have him. But then he wouldn't be surplus to requirements, but you just have too many centre-backs in your hands, which is a lovely position to be in.
I wasn't even thinking centre-halves, to be honest. I think full-backs. That's okay. Where we're weak. Because, we have the best left-back and right-back in the world. But who do we have behind them? We have James Milner
for both.
Yeah. Joe Gomez for both. We have players who can do a job there, but we don't have people of the same quality as Trent or Robbo. And I think that will get looked at in the summer, as well as a centre-half. The argument you could make for the centre-half is that you bring them in now and then you just don't play them. You just don't play them, and you get them used to the system. You get them used to it, because it's hard to do it in Liverpool.
Preparing when Lovren leaves.
Exactly, yeah. And you get them in early, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? Final news story, one person who might be going in the January transfer window is Rian Brewster. He's set for a reunion with Steve Cooper as Swansea lineup January move for teenager. He's also linked with Preston, Huddersfield, Sheffield Wednesday, Charlton, QPR, and many
others.
This
is a loan move. Loan move. I think that's right for him. I'm interested to know your opinion on it. I think he needs to go out, get some game time somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's been loads of hype about Rian Brewster, and I don't know when he's going to get that chance, because, you know, we've already mentioned a couple of times or on previous shows, every game's so important. And again, I understand something we wanted to see him, and go. Same goes for like the likes of the Harvey Elliott and stuff. I just don't know you can play them like a Premier League game and risk getting knocked out. I mean, and even again, like FA Cup, we don't want to lose to Everton and that,
you
go full strength for that one as well. This seems to be a good move for him, whoever he goes to. And I know Liverpool are really good at like seeking how teams play the football, guarantee that he gets some game time. I think he needs to bridge that gap between under-23s football and Premier League football.
Yeah, yeah.
Championship kind of seems to that. We've seen Harry Wilson's gone out and done it and proved himself. This seems to be the opportunity that Rian Brewster needs to take to go and take himself to the next level.
100%. I think he needs to grow as physically, to be honest with you. You've got to go up against like bulky centre halves who are just going to bully it all over the pitch. We've seen it in some pre-season games, and these are running a mill centre halves, but they're bullying the kids because they're kids.
Yeah.
And you can see they've got the quality, but you need to first and foremost be able to push these players off. You see Mo Salah doing it all the time, Bobby Firmino, Sadio Mane, being able to have the strength to just go, I know you're massive, you're bigger than me, but I've got enough strength to hold you off, and then I can beat you with my raw talent. I think Rian Brewster will get that in time, and I think by going out on loan and getting some regular game time that is top level, like against men, then he's gonna be so much better for it. He's already got the raw talent, we've seen that. The only issue I have with it is he won't be learning Klopp's system. He'll be learning another person's
that
system.
That can come in time, can't it?
You need to have these different elements to your game. Klopp can teach him that when he gets back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good news. We'll wrap it up there. I'm going to go in that sea, I think. You know, just because they can. Next time we see, hopefully Liverpool will be champions of the world. We're back in the studio next week, which is a bit of a depressing thought now I've just said it.
I might just take a picture and we'll green screen every single news show from now on. We'll get a little table like this, get some waiter to bring us orange juice.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. So let us know your thoughts on all the topics that we discussed below, and we'll see you very soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.